Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages. They slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile's limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
We'll wait for Blitz.
Speed.
Up to speed. I should probably quickly take that music off. You never know. What's
we've already been banned.
We have.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Too much music.
See you later.
Facebook does the 2.5 seconds on the music.
I was telling Blitz, by the way, welcome to the Pub of the Love Sponge after show. I don't know how after of a show it's going to be.
Well, I mean, it's definitely an after of a show.
Well, I don't know how long of an after show it's going to be because my head's all fucked up.
Oh, no.
You guys are mean to me. I just go out there and try to...
You're trying to scrape us with your Solomons.
No, I was trying to be funny, and then you're being mean to me. And then Brett, that guy's got about as much fucking personality as a fucking as a root canal. Jesus.
Root canal personality.
Jesus. I'd rather have a fucking root canal with a prostate chaser and a colonoscopy Jones than have any type of meaningful conversation with that fucking idiot. Are you just that antisocial, that stupid, or that uncomfortable, or all of the above?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I just want to know what I said wrong.
You just sit there like a fuck.
Yes, sir.
You don't engage. You don't talk to me.
You just sat there like a fuck.
I asked an open-ended question. Anna leaves. Blitz is the only one that will answer me, but really not. He just tells me.
I wasn't up to speed on the topic. I didn't know who we were talking about.
And I told you like what I knew. I just don't know the question you asked.
You can see I'm obviously distressed about it, and I'd like to. I was trying to. You know, obviously I'm not your friend. Ends. Obviously I'm not your friends. Because you guys must feel uncomfortable when I walk around, because that's the feel that I get.
Oh, that's horrible.
No, not at all. I agree with you on your theory, on the one theory. I just don't know why. And it confuses me as well.
We just don't have any new answers for you.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
And
I think I mean, on, and on that side of it, you're right. Something like there's something. I just don't know what.
It just, it really fucks with me.
And I know that, like, and everyone can say it. They're like, oh, just let it go, blah, blah, blah. But, like, I get it.
I can't let it go.
I know.
When it's constantly fucking with me.
I know.
Like it's tough for me to let go when I've let go. And it just keeps reoccurring. The fuckery
continues.
Mm-hmm. And it really, like, I got to spend some time with, you know, one of the most unfiltered, having known me before any of this world came, got Larry.
Yeah,
Larry Plummer has been literally by my side since I was in kindergarten. He has seen everything that I've gone through in life, good and bad. He's seen and he knew me before I was, you know, a radio personality.
Yeah.
When I was, you know, at the Warsaw Park Department with him, working.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a couple of schlep boys. And then he went on to be the director of all parks and has had a very long and illustrious career. And it probably in the next, I don't know, 5 or so years is going to retire. Has a great retirement, you know, program. House paid off. You know, cars paid off. No tax. He's just really doing good.
Yeah.
And I don't say that from a jealous standpoint. I say that in a very brotherly, like I'm so proud of him. But I sometimes... there were two things that were bugging me this weekend that I needed his advice on. Like, he has the standing that nobody else does in my world. Not Tom Bean, and I don't say that disrespectfully, but not, you know, him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he was there since I've been a child. And there's been two things that were bugging me that I've not talked to anybody about except him this weekend when we were alone. And we weren't alone a lot, but we were alone a couple different times. And I said, I need to talk to you about a couple things because I need your advice. Because Larry's advice is unlike anybody else's. He doesn't literally have any skin in any part of my life, game, or business. Like, you know, Blitz, I can ask you a question, and you'll keep in, you know, as you answer it, you'll be mindful of my business.
Sure.
You'll be mindful of just a lot of things that you, everything that you've seen and been experienced to, you'll be mindful of.
Yeah.
But you don't know me the way he knows me.
Of course.
And so... And he doesn't have any skin in the game. Like, he didn't give a fuck. Like, you know, nothing that I do on a daily basis or the things that are bugging me has any effect on our friendship, him and I's relationship, since, you know, best friends since 1969, literally.
Hmm.
September of 69 is when I met him, my first day of kindergarten.
Mm. The summer of 69?
Yeah, it was the summer of 69. Had an old six string. Bought it at the Five and Dime. Play it till my fingers bled. It was the summer of motherfucking 69. So, but the stuff that I was talking to you about today and tried to with Anna, then she gets up like a little bitch because she didn't want to get involved in it. And then fucking rat him. Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Just stick to video editing, kid. I'm not going to try to even, I'm not even going to try to get, I'm going to stop being close to any of you.
No.
Just because you guys are just, I don't know.
I'm sorry I wasn't there, Bubba.
Lemmy, you're fucking stupid, too.
I know, but I wasn't there. I would have had your back.
No, you're too busy about being outside.
No, I was inside.
Oh, that's right. You know what?
I was in the full show.
I take that back. You were working on BAR.
Yes.
Oh. But sometimes I don't think I can ever really ask you any questions because you just tell me what I'd be like, Lemmy, do I look fat? And you'd be like, oh, no, Bubba, you look good. You're a fucking bodybuilder. You're looking, I mean, literally, yeah, I could have gone this weekend, although I didn't gain any weight.
That's good for a vacation.
Yeah,
I didn't gain any. You know what? I think I gained a pound.
Oh, please, who cares?
Yeah. I mean, but when you weigh, you weigh 292, that's a shit.
So it's like extra fries from Bojangles.
Yeah, it ain't true.
You can't tell.
But, you know, like, you know, let me, I can't really ask you anything Because you just tell me what I want to hear. You'll never give me bad news.
Oh, never.
So I can't ask you shit.
I guess not.
I would be more open and honest. Like, when it's just me and you, like, off hours, you know, then it's easier to be. But, like, you know, a lot of our talks are before the show. So I don't want to say anything, like, if I know anything, which on this instance I don't. But, like, if it's something that it's, like, that I know would, like, just piss you off, I'm not going to say it right before the show starts.
No, I know. And by the way, as mad as I am at you guys not being honest with me and engaging me, I appreciate that.
Yeah, I mean,
because, like, you know that would fuck me up.
Like, I'm not going to lie to you, but I also won't say, like, oh, well, I might know this a little bit, you know. I mean, if it's something you really need to know, I would tell you. But, like, you know, right before the show, I'm not going to say something that's going to make you mad.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I haven't used TuneIn app in a long time, and I loaded it up today. Logged on to Bubba Army Radio.
Are we banned on there too?
No, you're on there, but it says Clusterfuck Radio on.
Yeah,
we've been trying for years to change it, and they won't. So.
Trying to get it reskinned. I think one time, I think it still says maybe like the Sam Simon Show on the weekends.
Yeah, it does.
And so
yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah,
we've been trying, but fuck.
Okay. Just thought you.
I mean, that, and you know what? And in the overall scheme of things, that's like, you know, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah, I mean, we're
just worried about staying on. You know, like, we just got thrown off of YouTube for a week.
The person that originally set it up isn't here, and they won't let anyone else change it. So we're like, well, rather than like take it down, we'll just, you know, the description's wrong, whatever.
Yeah. Okay. Thanks a lot.
Hey, I appreciate you listening.
No problem. Anytime. Every time.
Thank you, buddy. And you know, I'm going to be dead honest with you. When I was going through Atlanta yesterday and I heard all these fucking shows, it just bummed me out. I'm just, I'm over there talking to the merch crick. I'm like, and I'm really talking to myself, because fundamentally I'm going through the things they're doing wrong and how fucking cheese dick it is, and just how it's just War of the Roses with with your first date kicker.
You know, the cheesy radio, like, okay, I get, but, like, the War of the Roses type crap, how anyone finds that entertaining, I don't understand
But that's the mentality of today's, I think, younger generation.
Yeah.
They want the Zwinksville fucking, you know, cheese dick.
Well, the sad thing is, too, is that people Anna's and I age in the 30s actually still find that entertaining and believable.
Yeah, that's the promise.
The cheese stick stuff?
Shit.
Yeah, the 30s. Like, the people in the 30s still think that's, like, funny and real.
Hello.
Hey, I'll make it quick. Two things. The first one is, I know Blitz is trying and doing the car reviews and stuff, but if we can talk Jay into letting us look at some more of his cars, I think that'd be pretty cool, because I know he's got some nice ones.
Yeah, but Jay, but let me just step in, and Blitz, tell me if I'm right or not. Jay's a real private about that stuff.
He is.
Like, it wouldn't be a problem with Blitz reviewing them and maybe even driving them with Jay, but Jay's not real. He doesn't really want people sizing his shit up like Dan does.
Yeah.
Dan's like, look at my shit.
He likes showing off.
Yeah, Jay's more like, this is my shit, and you don't need to know what I got.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Am I kind of right, Blitz?
You're definitely right.
I understand. The other thing is, did you see that video when Bubba was doing his little interview at Bristol? The kid comes up behind him and acts like he's S and the D.
Now what now?
Huh? Bubba Wallace.
He was doing an interview, and some little kid, like, jumps in the background and just acts like he's S and the D. It was just funny. You got to see it. Some people took it as, he was being racist, but...
Of course, it's going to be he's being racist, and fortunately, you know, a person S and a D has not been deemed racist yet. That's hopefully black people, white people, and Latin people are all getting their D's asked.
And if you see the kid, he's the goofiest looking little anyway, I just wanted to see if y'all saw it. Let's have it. Y'all have a good one. Thanks for the show.
Appreciate it, man. Don't know where or how you're listening, but thank you very much.
Bless.
So today's, are we on Facebook?
We are.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm watching us.
You are?
Yes, I am.
I still can't figure out I think it's the music, to be honest with you, on Facebook, but then a lot of things don't have, you know, like the Brie Olson doesn't have any music on it.
No.
You know, and that's
a problem. So places like, YouTube and Facebook, and YouTube's one that kind of started this, they can, like, live transcribe the entire show. and then they use a computer to go through the text and find out what's being said.
Like AI shit?
Yep.
And then the AI has so they look a for list things of words. Like
COVID and that, you know, that kind of stuff, and they flag it.
COVID-19 is cool.
Yeah. I mean, they'll flag that kind of stuff, and then they have, you know, the AI will decide, here, somebody look at this, and it's just somebody that's trained to, if it says this, this, and this, then ban them.
Hey, for those scoring at home, and you AI computer that's transcribing my words, just want to let you know that this is Bubba. I'm the leader of this pack, the Bubba the Love Sponge Show, and we think that COVID-19 is a very, very bad thing, mm-hmm. and we think that you should be fully vaccinated and take as many government-issued pills as you possibly can. We are all for being as responsible as you can when it comes to COVID, and we live and die by the words of Dr. Fauci.
Yeah, we're Woo! Fully fully everything. Say? What did
up to date.
No, we're up to date, fully vaxxed.
What did he call it? He said we're immunized.
We're fully immunized.
Yeah, we're immunized.
And more importantly, we're using our very powerful forum here to encourage others to be fully immunized. And to listen to your United States, listen to our government and the WHO and follow those guidelines absolutely as strict as you possibly can. Dr. Fauci is the best. Joe Biden, quite frankly, is the best.
Praise Fauci.
And I don't pray, because praying's illegal.
Yeah, yeah, we can't do that.
We can praise Dr. Fauci all we want. Sure and that's can. Exactly, God dang it, what we're doing.
Don't forget Kamala.
Kamala Harris is a beautiful woman. Intelligent woman.
She's pretty much best ever. I'm sure she got the job based on her merits.
You know what, Blitz? I like that. Pretty much the best ever. I like that.
She got her job based on merits because of, you know, what things she's done.
Yes. No, Blitz.
Yeah, like
pretty
guys.
Much the best ever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
Mm-hmm. Puzzy.
COVID-19 vaccines. Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
Yep. Woo.
Dr. Fauci, Lummy.
Is the best ever.
God damn, you're
pretty much
slow.
The best ever, Lummy.
Slow as fuck.
Yes.
Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
Pretty much the best ever.
No, hashtag it.
Oh, hashtag it pretty much the best ever.
Pretty much.
It's not hashtag it. It's hashtag pretty much the best ever. Now for the fourth time in a row, Lummy, what are we looking for?
Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
Yay!
Dr. Fauci, hashtag pretty much the best ever. Kamala Harris.
President Biden.
Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
All the vaccinations.
Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba, it's George. Sorry for the Bluetooth. I'm running a big excavator right now.
That's all right. I love it. You know, I love me some excavators.
It's full his right now.
I know you do, buddy. I know you do. Hey,
because you know why, George? What? There's so many things you can do with an excavator. You can obviously dig a hole. You can knock shit down.
Yeah, you can tear someone's house down with it.
I mean, excavator, what do you got? What type, how big you got?
It's a Deer 350 with a bucket and a thumb combo. I'm taking big trees down along the highway.
Oh, God, that's good. That is cool as absolute hell, buddy. Fuck yeah.
Hey, listen, Wes Buck has Drag Illustrated magazine, and two weeks ago he was talking about the numbers on his Facebook views, like what you're talking about. He said until they started doing some type of advertising with Facebook, he saw 5 to 10 likes a day. Now he's seeing 10 to 15,000 a day.
That's where Facebook gets you as well, is they want you to spend money, and they will hold your shit back until you start spending money.
Well, shit, why didn't you tell me that, Blitz? Fucking let's spend us some money over there.
Oh, okay.
No, for real, like, let's talk about maybe coming up with a little budget.
Okay.
And like,
that is what they do. They
would
and
you
then,
be good
and
with
then
that?
The second you, yeah, and then the problem is the second you stop giving them money, they take your shit back again.
Well, they took Blitz. They already took our shit back again. So they, you know, they're like the mob. Hashtag pretty much the best ever, Facebook. But I'm just saying, maybe we need to start putting a few dollars in their pocket. Mm-hmm. Hashtag the best ever, Facebook.
Yeah.
So, hey, man, thank you for the heads up.
Thanks, George.
Hey, guys.
Bye, George.
See you in a couple.
Keep digging.
Yeah, he'll be a bar.
Pretty much the best ever.
Pretty much best ever, George. Drive an excavator.
Here comes the lies.
Here comes the lies.
That's what George always says.
Hello.
Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, can't you go back to Radio I.O. like you did before, you know?
Well, that's what Bubba Army Radio is. Bubba Army Radio is what Radio I.O. is. I
listen to Bubba One. No.
I mean, at the end of the day, that might be the only thing that I have left. That might be the only place that you're going to be able to get me is for us to do it there. At least we know they can't take that away.
Don't threaten them, but yeah. Right.
I mean, I guess AWS or whoever hosts it. Rumble feels like that's your last resort.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's to me. I'm not quite there.
Bongino owns part of it.
Peter Thiel.
I love Dan Bongino, by the way. I think he's fucking rugged and talented.
Yeah.
Take him. Yes.
Pretty much hashtag the best ever, yeah. Dan Bongino. And I have no problems with Peter Thiel either. So, Rumble, here I come. Thanks, buddy, for the fucking heads up. Looks like we're going to be on Rumble.
Yay.
Hello.
Bubba.
I got a headache.
Hey, man. It's Brian from Philly. How you doing?
Hi, Brian.
It's a Brian.
Dude.
Pats or Geno's?
The fuck up. They both suck. They're tourist traps.
He wants gyms.
What do you mean you agree? You've never been.
He wants to go to that $5 hole in the wall place.
Listen, the gyms, right?
I lived in Philadelphia. Hold on. I lived in Philly and in Bala. Was it Bala Kenwood?
Yeah. That's Philly.
And off of City Line Avenue out there by St. Joe's University. Yeah. That's where I lived, and I never went to – so when I got there, of course, first thing I did, I go to the radio station. I asked the locals, hey, man, how about Geno's? And they said the exact same thing you are. It's not the best Philly. It's a fucking tourist trap.
Of course.
So where's the best Philly cheesesteak?
Probably somewhere downtown, off of a street.
What did this guy say?
Yep. Where?
Del with Sandro's in Roxborough, Manioc area. They're good, but Jim's and I never send anyone. And it's just like – if it's 4 in the morning and you're drunk and you want to get a cheesesteak, maybe you go there, but that's about it.
D'Alessandro's is like one of the top rated ones.
But here's the deal. If you're in the sandwich business in Philly, you probably got a pretty damn good Philly cheesesteak.
Not there. Not Pat's and Gino's, man. They're not good.
No, I know. I mean, outside of those two fuckers, I'm talking about just every little mom and pop has a pretty damn good cheesesteak.
There's tons, but some do stand out. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
You know, a little place around the corner from your house probably has a decent, better than a Florida cheesesteak.
There was this little cafe off of City Line Avenue.
Risque?
Not Cafe Risque. You know how sometimes Blitz, like big business buildings will have on the first floor, a little cafe? Mm-hmm. There was this little cafe, and where all the radio stations, there was six or seven radio stations and an insurance company and all kinds of shit.
Yeah,
TV stations. And so there was this little cafe in this business building, and I swear to God, they had one of the best cheesesteaks I've ever had.
What do you get on yours?
I just get onions, the cheesesteak, obviously.
Fried onion, hot peppers, provolone cheese.
Oh, wit prove.
Yeah, no cheese whiz. That's also bullshit.
I agree.
Wit and whiz.
Ew.
No, I don't want.
No whiz.
I like cheese whiz, but not on a Philly, man. It doesn't sound good at all.
No. You gotta even I go with the provolone.
You got to do it wit prove and mushrooms.
Prove or even American, but not whiz.
I agree.
Disgusting.
No. Cheese Whiz is for, white. Oh, I'm sorry, waste management.
Yeah, we saw one of your trucks drive by, Bubba.
Yeah.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
You guys, I'm sitting here playing poor mouth, but really, I'm a major fucking holder of waste management.
Oh, nice.
I'm an heir to the waste management.
You're an heir?
Rack, yeah. Hmm. My great grandfather started waste management of Indiana.
Bubba.
I wish.
Yeah.
Yo. I'm really looking forward to BART, but even if you didn't have it, I would still be giving you money, man.
Well,
it's worth you're worth every fucking penny.
Well, thank you, my friend, and more importantly, I can't wait to see you at BART because I think this will be your first one, won't it?
Yeah, it will, and I'm bringing in my new girl, and I got her in D&L, and she's really excited.
Nice. I mean, I think BART's going to have an additional I think Blitz at least 50 to 100 additional people.
I think so.
Yeah,
can't wait.
So I want to stay at a real nice hotel down there. What's
did you
like
get
a real nice one?
Hold on, did you get your ring information to Blitz?
I did.
Okay.
I did, yeah.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Ramada?
I mean,
the La Quinta.
Yes,
the La Quinta Inn's right next to an IHOP.
Thank God.
The Filthiness is all about that. Yeah. Stay in his same room.
If you wanted to stay at a real nice one, buddy. You'd probably need to go on the beach somewhere.
That's what I was thinking. Something on the beach.
Like the Don Cesar. Or the Sand Pearl of Clearwater.
Yeah.
But now mind you, that's about 45 minutes, 45
hour.
you know,
it's an hour.
From the station.
Maybe for Bart, we'll stay at the local hotel. Well, you got to drive over from Delray Beach and to make a, you know, stay and spend a couple of days. I've never been to Tampa.
You got the Hyatt right down the street too, though, right on the water.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you,
but it's not water you can go in though. Just
oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
the view's nice.
Yeah,
fuck the view. If you're gonna stay at if you're gonna stay at a high end hotel in the Tampa Clearwater, in this area, you have to stay on the beach.
Yeah.
So that literally you walk out your hotel and there's a fucking beach. Like that's what you want.
You gotta do it right. Yeah. You gotta come all the way out here.
So
well, I mean, we're over in Delray Beach now, so the beach is most important.
Yeah, well,
we're just gonna drive.
I gotta be honest with you, bud. You know, for the camaraderie and really the quality, it's really the host hotel is really nice.
Yeah, it's like
we'll stay there Saturday night for the party, but then after that Sunday we'll probably go check in and spend like 2-3 more days in the area.
Yeah, now that would be good. Come in for all the BARP deal here local, and then you know maybe Sunday go check in for a few days on the beach. Now if you had the time off and that would and you can afford the that's what you should do.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That'll work. So I'm
good. Yeah.
I mean, pretty much any decent hotel on the beach in Pinellas County is a good one.
Yeah. And it's but hold on, buddy. Mind you, it's going to be $350, $400 a night.
Yeah, I know.
All right, that's buddy. Fine. No big deal.
All right, man.
See you later.
Thanks.
Bye now. Keep it up, dude. Yeah. Bye.
Thanks. Appreciate it. I'm glad you guys are helping me get out of my depression, because I got to be honest with you. Well, I was, you know, so as I was driving to LAJ, my vacation
to LAJ.
Yeah, driving to it. Mm-hmm. That Thursday,
yes,
was super fucking pumped because I was all about content.
Yeah,
yep.
And so Thursday, I knew before I even got there, and before I knew we were, you know, got the community strikes
right
deal on YouTube, the 1 week you know suspension. Before that, I'd already stopped and shot a brand new chicken sandwich deal at Bojangles, had a great experience, had a pretty damn good drive, didn't get much traffic. And was ready to really, I got to be honest with you. I didn't get nearly the content that I probably should have gotten
right.
Because I was fucking bummed.
Yeah.
And so the Monopoly game that I should have taped, and the other board game that we played called adult questions and answers, which by the way, I got to find out what the actual game's called.
Is it better than Cards Against Humanity?
Oh, it's far better.
Really?
Huh?
And I would think that we might want to play it on the air once.
Right.
What was
it's
it called?
Pretty. I gotta find. I'm gonna have to ask Larry what it's called, but it is so. It's pretty fun. It's real sexual.
Ooh.
You know, it's like
daddy like.
Easy.
Was it adult loaded questions?
I think so. I think it was adult loaded questions, and we played that board game. But having taped that would have been funnier than hell.
Mm-hmm.
And then we did a fire down by the creek. I forget, and roasted marshmallows and made s'mores. That would have been
Sounds
funny.
Amazing.
But I didn't. I was so fucking over it. Not my vacation, but captivating my. I mean, getting a.
You know, it's funny because you texted me that night, and we had that conversation about how we got banned and all that. And I was kind of hoping, in a way, that like you didn't notice for a couple days, so that you could enjoy your vacation. And that's why, you know, as soon as we heard about it. Me and Rhett were talking, and we kind of, you know, we did the appeal. We took care, you know, tried to do what we
and
could.
And thank you for that, guys. I see where you appealed it, so thank you for that.
And you know, I was like, well, I'm just going to keep it off your plate because, like, there's nothing you can do.
No.
You know, I don't know, and it's just going to make you mad, so.
I just feel defeated. Just because, like, I don't know. But then again, I also know that what I said is not cool within their little standards. And I was just hoping that wasn't such a thing anymore.
And
they weren't really, you know, like they're like, you know, kind of like the president said. And by the way, the president says, hashtag what, Lummy?
Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
Right. So the president, which is pretty much the best ever, led, you know, last week or a few weeks ago. And now, the White House came back a day later and said, you know, listen, Joe's a little bit, you know, come on. Whatever. But, you know, he even said America's getting over COVID.
I got an email this morning from Frontier Airlines, which screw them. But it says the pandemic is 100% over. Enjoy your next flight.
Right.
Nice.
So there's so many mixed messages. But anyway, I probably could have got some really good footage. I did get some that I'm editing right now and then I'll have up. but pretty much bummed me out.
Yeah.
And then driving through Atlanta and hearing these fucking hacks. Just, and even Charlemagne the God or whatever that guy's name is. Yeah. Like, I'm not saying anything shit, but he's shitty.
Yeah.
He's shitty.
Yeah.
Give me the access to A-list celebrities
that's
like
why they're
he has.
That's why they're popular. A lot of those guys that have just huge guests on there, they're not good. It's just they got good guests.
And it's like, you know, I've got, and I know what I know you guys probably hate that I'm bitching about this, but I again, a lot of what I do is talking about what's happening to me, and not in a victim type way, but in a real life, you know, kind of bumming me out kind of way.
Mm-hmm.
But like, it's just like, I've been blackballed and will never be taken as a legitimate terrestrial radio guy ever again by any major company. And I've not really done anything that fucked up. And the one thing that I did, the ratings gimmick, that issue was settled amicably by both parties. And more importantly, the ratings company, God bless them, pretty much the best ever. Has there's their hashtag the best ever
pretty and much
hashtag pretty much. Pretty much the best ever.
Yeah, and so now to their credit, there's a couple of markets that I still get rated in, you know, because mm-hmm. the company buys the ratings, they buy the service, and this company has been very fair to me. Like
seems to be, yeah.
I mean, I remain, you know, in the same position and rank where I always did prior to my issue. And then sometimes even, like, they haven't been screwing with me. They've been very transparent. They've been very fair, in my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got that issue resolved. The sex tape issue is so fucking 10 years ago. Like, I mean, right?
Yeah.
It's 10 years. It happened.
It's old news.
It happened in October. I mean, the screenshot was in March of 12, and the Gawker released it in October of 12. Mm. It's been to trial. It's been settled by anybody that had anything to do with this is now, you know, it's no longer a thing.
Right.
It's been to court. It's been settled. Companies have paid millions of dollars and it's over. So that doesn't take away from my talent. That doesn't take away by how good my show is, how good my characters are, how good my co-hosts are, how loyal the audience is, how what comes through the speakers, whether it's good or not. And listen, I'm not just trying to be, I've always had a little bit of a hypeness about myself. You have to be narcissistic and arrogant to do what I do.
Yeah.
You have to think that you're good. You have to think that your show is good, or quite frankly, you just don't have what it takes to be in the entertainment business.
Of course. Right.
So I think my show is good by other means of that you judge and gauge it by. It does well in the markets that I'm rated in. We do well. But I'll never be taken as a legitimate radio host for the rest of and for the rest of my career and the rest of my life while I'm alive. I'm always going to never be a syndicated, widely syndicated in major markets radio guy because I am, quite frankly, blackballed. And you look at other, I mean, let's look at the guy, Blitz, that went to prison, the Craig Carlton or whatever the guy's name is.
From New York?
He went and did 18 months in prison for financially fucking bamboozling a bunch of people. And had a radio job the minute he got out. A better one than he had before.
Mm-hmm.
Charlemagne the God, whatever this motherfucker's name is, he's been, I mean, he's had all types of scrapes with the law.
Yep.
Let's not forget, who was the guy that said some anti-Semitic stuff? The African-American.
Oh, Nick Cannon.
Nick Cannon. Now, said some very, very...
And his bosses were Jews.
And he never really, like, he never took really any of it back, as far as
no,
I could tell, either.
No,
I mean, he never really apologized for
and,
it.
You know, then he did, like, a year timeout, and then it's okay. It's okay that Nick Cannon said some very anti... Like, there wasn't even beating around the bush. Some very anti-Semitic stuff. And that's okay. But Bubba the Love Sponge gets racked up in a sex tape deal with a ratings kicker. It's all been settled. And I am for, and here's the deal. I'm blackballed because one particular company has spread, the radio business is so small. It really is. This president knows that president, and they're like, oh, yeah, that guy's a real fucker.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it happens. And you know what? I'm slowly, well, not slowly, but I'm at least, I understand it. It doesn't make it less frustrating, though, or it doesn't bum me out less. Hello.
Hey, Bubba, when is Bart?
January 14th.
Have you qualified? I mean, have you got your money in?
No, I haven't, not yet.
Well, it's too late, buddy. Like, you know, you can start. Well, I mean, you can start for.
I mean, unless you got it in. I mean, unless you want to get it in like the next day or two, it's too late. But
yeah, I mean, like.
Yeah. Well, I didn't know if there was any way, if I could pay like a certain amount just to go to the party. Like,
no,
I wouldn't get it.
Yeah, $2,400.
Yeah,
and with that, with that comes all party access to all three or four events, and then you ring and all of that, and then you know obviously you're a whole different level.
No, I would have had it done earlier, but you know with everything going on with our beautiful president and everything like that,
I can't blame Biden for this.
Pretty much the best ever.
Our beautiful president that happens to be almost fucking nearly the best ever.
Pretty much
in the history
ever.
Of mankind.
Oh, yeah. He's the best.
So
he's
listen,
best. He's
I would you
he's
know Venmo, Cash App, PayPal. That would probably be the easiest for you and start trying to, you know, you got a year, September 15th to September 15th for you to get in on the 2024 party.
And when is the BART parties usually? What?
It's usually the, it's Martin Luther King Day weekend.
All right.
I could probably tell you right now what the next year's one would be, maybe not.
All right.
Possibly on the 13th.
January 13th, 2024.
Yes.
All right. It just has to be outside of peak season for me.
Outside of what?
Peak season.
Outside of peak season, we can't take time off.
When's
literally the same time every year.
Yeah. When's your peak season?
It's like from Thanksgiving to like the first. Oh, I think it's right after the 1st of January. So.
You'd be good, because we're usually the second weekend of January.
Yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty.
All right, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Bubba.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate it.
Appreciate you.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, Bubba?
What's up, Brandon the Quad? We'll be seeing you at BARP as you... In fact, Brandon the Quad, ladies and gentlemen, kicks off the BARP festivities, the laying of Brandon the
Gonna
Quad.
Gonna get banged out.
The yearly fornification.
Fornification.
Yes.
Yep. Yes, it does. Hey, this whole YouTube thing is really shitty, but you know, the fucked up part is, so last Tuesday, I went to the Shinedown concert at my local venue about an hour away, and I was the only guy in the handicap section, so they said that if people are drunk, they let them come to the handicap section and sit down. They don't even have to buy a ticket in the handicap section.
So if you're drunk, you get to go to the handicap section.
Yeah, they tell you to go upstairs and take a seat.
Oh, I know what I'm going to be doing.
Drunk and handicap.
Yeah,
that's what Brandon was.
Exactly.
So
what about a guy that's what about a guy that's drunk and handicapped like you?
Well, I just moved right over into the spot that I wanted. I said because they don't even check my ticket.
Now,
so I was like,
is the handicap section usually better than just like the average section, or is it like shitty? They put you way up top and you can't see shit.
Well, no, actually, it's in the middle. It's on the concourse, so it's not way up top. It's right in the middle, and you're like straight with the stage. You just have to look down a little bit.
Lummy, he says they don't even check his ticket when he comes rolling in.
That's because he's a baller. I mean, right. He's Brandon the Quad.
And I even slipped my own V8s from my rear behind my seat.
Lummy, can you do me a favor, Lummy? I know we're a few seconds behind on the screen, but can you like put a flip up and act like you're like a little bit special? Can you do that? Like if I was rolling you into the Bucks game.
Hi, Baba.
You know, like I'm.
Hi, Baba.
I want to go to the ball game,
Brandon. Right? Ball game box, right? Buccaneers.
Yeah, and then you got to drool a little bit.
Baba, I need my flip towel. I'm drawing too much, Bubba.
And then you carrying a baby. Yeah. That would be even better.
Oh, man.
Hi, guys.
I mean, man, you really double insulated there, man. If you're handicapped with a baby, I mean, yeah. Shit, you should be pretty much, you know, you should pretty much be on the team bench.
Nah.
And you know what else is messed up? Why is it so hard to cancel, like, Dish Network, but you can get canceled on the internet really easy, but when you call to cancel, like, your network subscription, it takes 45 minutes to an hour because they want money out of you.
Because they want you to say, fuck it, I'll call later.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what really works, man. Go ahead and just get a new debit card. That really puts them, like, you know, fuck them at that point.
That's right.
But
getting a new debit card, sometimes a pain in the ass, too.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's where you gotta get the credit card, like me.
The taking of the yearly taking of Brandon the quad's cherry is what starts off BARP, and that's that Thursday about noon, and that's when the great Caitlin Hatley, Hall of Famer Caitlin Hatley, rolls up to Brandon's hotel room, and she even tapes it, and we see little Brandon's wiener and everything.
hey, I lost some weight, so I've gained some inches.
Oh, you lost some weight, so you probably got an extra one and a half working with, kid.
Yes, sir.
Hell yeah.
Yep.
All right, man.
And the wheelchair will be ready, and it's charged up, and I'm doing the once over, and it's ready to go.
Let me tell you something, motherfucker. I don't want to hear any excuses when I'm taking you to the mall when we're doing our handicap. But are we going to get in trouble?
No, it will probably be canceled on Facebook, YouTube.
Because we're
making fun of handicap.
No, we're not.
No, we're not. Because I am Lummy.
Yeah, he's authentic.
Yeah.
Lummy, we can get a doctor. Hold on, Lummy. Let's get Dr. Dan to say.
Yeah, because that worked great for YouTube.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, shit.
Never mind. Let's say if we had a doctor's note that said this guy's a slow adult, you know, yippee-o. Right.
Yeah, we were totally
slow. Get one of those sandwich boards and put it around his neck and just.
Yeah, just like Bruce Willis.
Lemmy, we're gonna get you we're gonna get you an I'm special, you know, shirt.
Yes.
Oh, Bruce Willis has said something else.
Yeah, I did.
All right, guys, I love you guys.
All right, love you too. Quarter his. Hello, Anna. Did you see the shirt that I wore today?
I sure did.
And you were still a little bit rude to me today. In the room.
What are you talking about?
What the fuck?
You didn't put me over.
I was just looking at Cypress. I'm gonna go there with Blit.
What a joke. I'm a facilite. Hello?
Hello. Hey, Bubba.
Yeah.
Hey, my wife and I, we're coming over Saturday for the Rays game, and then we're coming back home on Sunday. We were going to stop off at Raymond James to come join you guys for the meet and greet.
Right.
What time are you guys going to be out there?
Probably, I'd say, from 2:30 to 4:30.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you, buddy. That guy sounds like he's ready to kill us.
Yeah,
I know. What the hell?
Maybe we should have told him a different time.
Yeah.
We'll be in section 9 from 3 to 5.
Yeah. What time are you guys going to go into the stadium?
Well, I mean, we're going to Lummy and I are going to probably try to.
Because the game starts at 4:25.
I know.
Right?
Whenever the gates open, and then an hour before that.
Yeah.
I'm going to have the merch crick and I are going to be in line.
Waiting.
No, I mean, when are you going into the stadium to watch the game?
Oh, probably about 4:15.
Okay.
You know, 4:10, 4:15.
Okay.
Because, right. you got to go through, like, a little metal detector, and it's a little bit of a walk. Yeah, I figured, leave. I would say you guys could leave probably about the same time if you want.
Okay.
Or it might be actually easier for you guys to wait till, like, 4:35 to after maybe the game has started. But I got to think that all traffic, they're pretty much in by like a half an hour before the game.
Oh, yeah, especially for this game, it's going to be
a shitstorm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it won't be that bad getting out.
Well, no, especially when, they're leaving as soon as the kickoff is going. So they're going to, they'll have, clean and green.
Oh, yeah.
We just got to figure out whether they're, how they're doing it.
Mopeding up?
Yeah, moped. I'd probably suggest a moped.
Okay.
Probably, just because, and I would probably suggest you riding with Blitz on a moped.
Yeah, that might be best.
Yeah. And Blitz, my mopeds are street, my black one, whichever one the fairing hasn't fallen off, is street legal. I think that's the black. Yeah, the blue one has fallen apart. The black one.
Okay.
But that one doesn't idle very good at the, but you don't need you don't need that blue fairing on there. That is where the license plate is.
Right.
Is the black one the fastest?
Yeah, it's real fast. Oh, yeah. But it doesn't want to idle that well. Blitz will handle it.
If you bring the keys in one day, I'll I'll mess with them.
Okay. Today, I'm going to be fiddle messing around back there. Going to get Reagan's car on the lift.
That's you're going to do that today?
Yeah, as soon as the show's over. As soon as the show's over, I'm taking it back and going to get it on the lift and start assessing it for Blitz to, for him and I to buy parts.
Is the Filthy riding his bike there?
Well, I don't understand. I don't even really fucking care about the Filthy.
I just was curious because I don't know if he has. I think he's going to the game now.
Do you have a ticket, Filthy?
Yes.
How did you get a ticket?
I bought it.
He goes to a lot of games.
He's got
that giant a podcast. Don't forget, Bubba.
Oh, yeah, the Cannon Fire podcast.
Now, are you going by yourself, buddy?
Yep.
Just full of a bunch of fucking answers for me. Are you coming to the tailgate party?
Yes.
And how are you getting there?
I'll take my truck, probably park across the street somewhere.
How much does that cost? Early.
You can find a house off of Himes for like $20.
No, you can't. Not for this game. Preseason was going for as lowest $45.
Okay, Lummy knows it all. Don't fuck with Lummy when it comes to this shit. He knows it all.
Yeah, we were looking because Ashley is definitely above me on that one too, and she wanted to make sure that we were spot on for this Packers game.
Especially are you going to take walk?
No.
Oh, you're not?
No, parents are watching.
Okay. So you can really get tore up.
Yeah, that's what we're. Yeah. We're going to enjoy ourselves. Both of us.
Now, Lum, would you? Well, no.
What?
I was going to say, if you wanted to ride over with the cream machine, but then I don't have a way to get you back.
And Ashley would be there too, right?
Right.
Well, we were talking about that, Bubba, too. If I needed to help you out, if I needed to ride over with you, and then her and I, she can get a ride down, and then we'll figure a way back if you need my help.
Are you guys aren't going to park anywhere by there? Or?
No, probably not. We'll probably just Uber, though.
Okay.
Oh, well.
Well, because you guys are going to get tore up, though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's what we're working on. We just weren't sure, Bubba, like, if you needed help or if I needed to go early.
God, if we could get another parking pass.
It would be perfect.
Then we would have a car for.
A shuttle car.
Yeah, back.
Mm-hmm. Who do we need to.
I don't know. And how much? Like, I'll pay for it.
To get that.
If we could just literally Blitz park, like, my truck right beside the cream machine, and that, hell, I could get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I mean, including putting people in the back of the truck. It'd just be me and Alex getting going back, and then with Ashley and Lummy.
Yeah.
I could even, And then I could put my, fuck Blitz, I could put my e-bikes in the back of that truck. No, you guys are e-biking over. Yeah, you guys are e-biking over or mopeding over, one of the two.
Yeah, we'll figure. I'll spend some time.
There's a bunch of shit to figure out.
I know.
Is Uber just, would that be insane?
Oh, I got to think it would be. I wouldn't think it would. I would think it would be horrible.
We know people that are going to be at the game that live by us that could take us back, too. It's just getting down there. Yeah, that's why we were trying to figure out, like, what time I need to be there.
If Ash wanted to come with me and the Crick, we all four could go over there and get it set up.
Okay.
If you guys wanted to go with us, and we're going to be driving the cream machine, and then on the way back, if your friends could take you home, finding them at the game probably isn't that big of a deal. Then you guys could go back, with them.
Yeah.
And really, Blitz, all we're going to have to do to put away is really literally one table and the tent, so we could literally, you and Anna and the Crick could literally just fold that up, throw it in the back. And like, there's not going to be it's not going to be any teardown or nothing. Like, when it's nothing, because the sound system is contained within.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to bring your generator. You're going to throw that in the back.
Yep.
And I'm going to take the two e-bikes that we haul over there, and then Alex and I will take them to the bike rack.
Okay.
I've already scouted out where there's a bike rack right by.
Do you have good locks for those?
I got pretty good locks.
Okay.
But why? Will people literally cut the fucking locks off for those?
I mean, they're expensive.
But should I take the batteries? Well, you can't take the batteries into the game. Check in.
I think you can lock the batteries. They're not just, I don't think they're just sitting there.
No, they lock.
Yeah, you can lock them. But as long as you got like a nice lock.
Yeah. How about like a fucking badass log chain with, a pretty bad,
Yeah. That's probably what you're going to need.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How shitty would it be, a Lummy, that we get done?
You just got a tire sitting there locked up?
Yeah. Or no, not even that. Like, the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
Like, we don't even got any tires.
Right. Is it a cut lock?
Then me and Alex got to walk back to the studios.
Like jobbers.
Like a bunch of fucking jobbers. Like when me and Hatley were being tried in downtown Tampa, and everybody forgot to pick us up, and literally me and Hatley were sitting on a park bench. This is like circa 2001 during the hog trial. And I'm looking at Brent, and he's looking at me, and I go, Brent, we're a bunch of fucking jobbers. We're done. I said, it's so bad that our radio station, who Mike Oliveira was supposed to come pick us up after these court proceedings, and everybody's gone.
And he forgot. Jeez.
Anna, you sent me that female ejaculation story.
I did. What do you think about it? Sounds like you're a little defensive.
No, it's saying even if the liquid is produced from the bladder, it's not urine-like.
Could have a different consistency.
That's what I told her last night.
Or contents, I mean.
Like, even if it's produced by the bladder, it's not. They've analyzed it and said it's not the same as...
Wow, I think, how have I been living like this? Kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a three-month plan. You're thinking, wow, how have I been affording getting gouged so bad? It's time to make the switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. And I mean, Mint Mobile's quality of wireless service is unbelievable. Say bye-bye to the overpriced wireless plan, jaw-dropping monthly bills, and unexpected overages where they slow you down and completely screw with you. Mint Mobile is here to rescue you. With premium wireless plans starting at just $15 a month, all plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and bring your phone number along with your existing contacts. Ditched overpriced wireless with Mint Mobile limited plan deal and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. Get this new customer offer and your new 3 month unlimited wireless plan for only $15 a month. Go to mintmobile.com/Bubba. That's mintmobile.com/BUBBA. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/Bubba. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3 month plan only. Speed slower than 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fee, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Urine. So regardless of where it comes from, it is, and regardless of it, they've tested it and said it's not, you know.
For those that didn't, that didn't read this one story, there's was a scientist are saying that the a woman's ejaculate comes from the bladder.
Right.
But it's not saying that it's urine, right?
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't make that definitive claim.
It doesn't say one way or the other.
Yeah. But. And it says that there were some cases where a woman's bladder was empty and then she had sex and then she squirted.
Right.
And so the bladder filled up again during sex.
It said, after a subject was stimulated to the point of climax, a researcher collected the ejaculate liquid in a sterile cup, and in all five women, it was blue, indicating that it was not urine-based. This confirms that squirting does seem to originate from the bladder, but there are still so many questions, like, does the liquid have the same composition as urine? And why is it that some women can expel this woman and others can't? I personally think that every woman has the ability to do it. They just don't know how to squeeze it out, so to speak, or they hold it back when, you know, when
thinking it's urine.
Thinking that it's urine.
Right.
I can see that.
But I think it's like a Tesla blitz where every Tesla comes with the ability to do certain things, but whether you unlock it or not, right?
Yeah.
Isn't that the premise of Tesla? Like, they almost all have the ability to, like, be self-driving, but it's whether the Tesla unlocks it because you bought that feature.
There's a few companies now that are doing that, like BMW, and I forget a few of their features, but they're basically, it's a pay per month or a one-time fee, and it's like... The rear backup camera, if you want to use that, it's $10 a month. Things like that.
What? Jeez.
Women in the study all had good bladder control, suggesting that squirting wasn't caused by urinary incontinence. At the time of ejecting the clear fluid, four women in the study also appeared to experience female ejaculation, which contains prostate-specific antigens, PSA,
mm-hmm.
also present in male ejaculate produced by the prostate. The clear liquid from four of the women in the study was found to contain PSA, suggesting they produced female ejaculate around the same time as they squirted urine. And the two fluids mixed together in the urethra. Despite the fact that studies also suggested the phenomenon known as squirting comes from the bladder, these findings have been met with skepticism from hordes of men online. I pride myself in being able to get women that have not been able to do this sort of thing to do it.
Right.
And a lot of it is getting them to completely let go. And when they think they're going to urinate, just let it go because it's not urine.
What sort of things do you tell a woman?
Quit holding back. Let it go. And they're like, I'm going to pee. Like, okay, then pee. Oh, I don't want to pee. Well, I'm telling you that it's not going to be pee because I don't want to.
Say it like you would say it in the moment.
Oh, well, I'm not going to get. You weirdo. I don't want to talk like that.
Yeah, talk to me dirty.
No.
Call me a weirdo again.
What does blitz say? Well, you've already let the cat out of the bag that you've done this.
Right.
All right. So what did blitz do to get you? Let me turn it around a little bit and see how uncomfortable it is.
Barking like a dog.
What did blitz do to get you?
He said, pew, pew, let go.
He did what? Pew, pew?
Pew, pew, let go. And I went, ah!
Oh, yeah. And now, can I ask you something? And it's very vague. Don't get mad at me. Was it absolutely mind-blowing the first time you did it?
Yes. And the last time I did it.
Well, no. I mean, every time that you do it, you're like, holy shit, it's next level, right?
Yeah.
And you probably were, see, you're a little embarrassed, but you, just a year ago, you're like, it's pee.
I'm so embarrassed. I'm so bashful.
Right. But it's, was Pa-Pa right?
Pa-Pa was right.
Did you tell
Pa-Pa
Blitz?
Pa-Pa was right.
Pa-Pa was right.
That's usually what I'm screaming when it's happening.
Pa-Pa! No, don't do that. Blitz will fucking shoot me. Listen, Blitz, why are you mad at me? Because every time Anna and I are getting ready to do the thing and I get her to do the thing, she says, pam, pam. And I'm tired of hearing pam, pam. I want to hear Chris or Blitz, not mm-hmm. pam, pam.
Lockworks Locksmith, $25 cash.
Thank
PayPal.
You, buddy. Oh, I need to check my app, see if I got any Venmo, Cash App, PayPal, Willies. I think I did.
No, nice.
Oh, no, not at all.
Oh. Boo. Hmm. Well, thank you, Locksmith.
And the Locksmith comment was, Bubba is the best ever.
Pretty much.
Your name just came up in a conversation where I was telling a story, and I just wanted you to know how thankful I am to have somebody around for some of the shenanigans back in the day. One of my friends just sent that.
Nice. Mm.
So, Anna.
Yeah.
If you hadn't been introduced to this world, so to speak, from the show.
Right.
And probably other shows that you've been on and stuff probably never really talked about this particular topic, and probably. And I don't know that any of the hosts that you've been with or in radio have even have a sexual technique named after them.
Certainly not, like other than yourself.
And so, and you probably didn't know. Did you know about this world, so to speak, the squirting world, before you started working with us?
I knew squirting was a thing. Of course, but I mean, beyond that.
But you probably didn't know how to get there.
No, did not.
You knew it was a thing, but you didn't know how to maybe get that thing a-going.
Right, exactly. I thought it was just a something that was reserved for some people.
Right.
And like, not everyone.
Only real bad girls or freaks would be able to do that.
Yeah, Philby McNasties.
Yes. So, like, you know, it'd be like, oh, only real, you know, bad girls can squirt.
Right. I'm like, that's not me at all.
Yeah, whores.
Yeah, they're sluts.
Whereas... You're none of that.
No.
Well, I think you're becoming some of what...
Oh, yeah, I'm becoming big, filthy,
no, but you're
dirty,
becoming,
McNasty,
but you're becoming...
Face.
Are you not more sexual than you've ever been?
Oh, well, of course.
That doesn't make you a filthy, McNasty, hoe face. So the first time Blitz is laying the two-fingered cul-de-sac to you.
Right.
And you probably felt the urge to urinate.
Right.
As a guy, you have to say... Let it go. Just let it go.
Let it go.
And then you start getting on nervous. But I don't want to. I'm going to pee. And you're like, you're not going to pee. I swear. And even if
I
you do, big.
Urine.
And then, accelerate this whole process, Blitz, by a woman that is always, you know, proclaims to having to make urine.
Yeah.
That's why I was so confused.
I got
to
make
urine.
Yeah, she's going in the bathroom to squirt.
Nothing's
Let's get real.
Nothing's more of a mood killer than I got to make urine. I want some snacks. Blitz, I would think that, you know, man, some of your sexual time, you got to be able to just perfectly time between the I want snacks and I
got
a urine.
Oh, yeah, I've got a whole dresser full of right by the bed. Just
Blitz would be like, listen, you know what? While I'm
it
making your squirt, just
crunch
eat
bar
your
right
fucking
in my
face.
Face.
There you go. Eat the crunch bar while you're squirting.
It's actually a drawer labeled sex toys, and you open it up, and it's all like Cheez-Its right. and fucking just snacks, protein bars and stuff.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Next
it.
To the coconut oil and the whatever. So that very first did your, because I've been telling you, it's a game changer.
Sure is.
And.
Bitch had Dodds for a week.
That's why I can't walk straight, Bubs.
Bitch had Dodds. What are you, Stephen A. Smith now talking? Yeah. Bitch had Dodds for a week.
Blitz A. Smith.
That's white management at its finest. Waste
management.
Waste management. Oh, goddamn. You can't say the word white if you're white. You can't say the word white if you're white.
Right.
White.
But here we are.
Oh, fuck, Bubba. What'd you get canceled from Facebook finally for?
Called myself white.
Called myself white?
White
Nothing.
Management.
You didn't say anything else? Oh, yeah, management. White management?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But at the end of the day, Blitz, whatever I do is being white managed, is it not? I am white. I'm managing something. Yeah. I don't
care. That's how you identify. That's what you are.
I mean, if I had a weed whacker now, Lummy, and I was managing that weed whacker, managing to cut some shit down, what would it be?
Oh, man, white management.
Thank God you got that one.
I got it. I was scrambling for a second.
You almost said hashtag.
I know. I did. I started scrambling what I was supposed to say. Hashtag best ever. Pretty much the best ever.
Scrambling what I was supposed to say. Hashtag you fucked it up then and you
exactly
said
exactly too. I still fucked it up. White Mandarin, pretty much the best ever. Hashtag. Fucked it up. Still.
So anyway, squirting for you women out there. Squirting for you women out there is not urine, and I know that some dudes think that it is, and some chicks think that it is as well, but it's not. It's not. I wouldn't want to frolic around in it and make a girl Blitz. If
Do you drink from it like a water fountain?
No, I don't
come out.
No, I don't drink from it.
Oh, you should try it.
But if some of it gets on me, or like I don't like, I embrace it.
I'm like a kid jump through a sprinkler system.
Oh,
just frolicking around.
Hands.
Skipping.
Like, ah! like, ah!
Oh, yeah.
Jumping through it.
Yep.
I wouldn't want to, like, I want it. Like, I, you know, that's like, as a guy, that's like the ultimate exclamation point.
Exactly.
It's like an interrobang.
Yeah, it's like, you know, it's like the ultimate, you know, bam, drop the mic.
Yeah, like Emerald.
Especially when, you know, you get a girl that has never experienced that. You wonder why Anna is such a fucking stage 5 clinger is because, you know, Blitz broke the squirt seal.
Right. Yeah.
And then you just get like, and so then she starts analyzing in her little fucking peanut head. Well, I like him a lot, and I'll put up with a certain amount of bullshit because no guy's ever made me able to do that before.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is such a fucking, I mean, it is so awesome.
Game changer, as you said.
I mean, you've had orgasms, and then there's the infamous squirt orgasm. It is next level shit. It's like, you know, it's like a fucking exorcism. Yeah. And there's, and you got to think about us guys, there's nothing that the girl, like, there's no, like, having an ejaculation, there's no way to have a better ejaculation than the ejaculation you're going to have. Like, right? Like, if you orgasm as a man, there's not another way to do it.
No.
Like, with a girl, though, they can have different, they can have a clitoral orgasm, they can have a G-spot orgasm, right?
You could have different ways if you put some,
yeah,
you
I
know,
mean, if we're not into what Lummy's into.
Put in the booty.
But what I'm saying is, like, what comes out is,
must
how,
go in.
However, whatever stimulation it takes for you to ejaculate, let's just do that.
Yeah.
The ejaculation does not come in different parts. Like, for instance, you can have an orgasm, Anna, then you can have a squirting orgasm, which is different than the irregular orgasm.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And will even expel different stuff.
Correct.
Whereas we only expel the same stuff. I wasn't going to go there, but I was just saying. Like, it's the same stuff regardless of how you play that game
and
to get that
sticky
stuff. But you guys with the squirt deal get an extra stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's so cool about that.
Yeah.
Think about, you probably know some of your girlfriends that have, I mean, you girls talk.
We do. Especially at brunch, we talk about right. squirting a lot.
Yeah. No, you may, maybe you don't, but it,
no,
probably,
but we do.
It probably has come up.
Of course.
And are there some, no names, but are there some of your brunch girls that...
Oh, she told me a story once about that they ordered eggs over easy, and when she like poked the yolk, it squirted out. She's like, oh, it's just like we squirt, right?
And how many of them, Anna, no names, like, but are there a percentage of them that have not? Squirted with the eggs?
Yes, Bob.
Help me out?
Yes.
Pretty much best ever?
Hashtag best ever. Yeah, best ever.
I don't need Lummy. I don't need you, Anna, Lummy, playing Anna. At this particular juncture, on this particular question, Lummy, shut the fuck up.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Yes.
Anna, back over to you.
Yeah.
Are there some of your brunch bunch girls that have been like, for real, you've done that? And you're like, yeah, I just did for the first time. I'm 36. I just got my squirt chizzery briz. Okay.
We speak Akani too.
I mean,
how did you know?
Blitz, I don't know if YouTube has algorithms that can read op or kiz.
Yeah, like, Jennifer, put down the pillow.
His eyes, piss up, and kiz over Niz 18 is a fizz I can jizz. Okay. You should take some is ivory miz at prison and some deoxy sizz like your lizine. Z pack kizzicker.
It's a kiz, I'm plizzy kizzer.
What the fuck?
So, Anna,
what?
Have you had,
because
you said you girls do indeed talk about that, is there some, or do all of them, have all of them had their squiz or chizzery broken?
I don't think so. I think there's been a few that have been left out.
And do they say, oh my God, like for real?
Yeah,
that they
wonder, you know, they ask me, you know, what am I doing?
Mm-hmm. They like, yes, Anna, what is that do you dizzy to get that squiz?
Right, exactly.
They're like, well, Chris gets the his on, gets the tizzy fizz and giz.
She's like, watch this.
Does the kiz his ear with the curved bizzle, tizzic nizzic on all fizz horse.
She's like, I'm
saying, I'm shiz aching like a dizzog shiz hitting a pizzic sizzy.
I hope that doesn't happen.
Fizz aching rizzers or tizz aching like a jizz giz. See doot Willie on the back.
Yep.
The Yamaha Wave
fucking
Runner Kicker.
Bombardier, bitches.
It sounds like you're having one right now. But you know how you start wheel hopping when you're doing a burnout? That wheel starts.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
When she's on. So, Anna.
Oh, man.
Like,
yeah.
So, do.
Yeah.
Are they single or are they.
No, they're all mated. They're actually all married except for me.
And that's all. And that's even worse than the fact that they're married. Like, they're never going to get. If they're.
Well, some of them have squirted it with their husband.
No, some of them have. But you
but
said there are some
have
that
not.
Have not.
Yes.
And so here they are. They can't step out and they can't get a squirt.
Nope.
And you know, us guys are so hard headed about learning new shit. Like, first of all, we don't want some dude telling us that we're doing it wrong.
Right. Or right? Anyone for that matter.
Like, we want to think that we're the fucking, you know, like,
the
we're
man. The man.
Yeah. I can fuck. Yeah. Fuck yeah. I'm the man. Yeah. My girl. Yeah. Well, little do you know that at fucking brunch, she's talking to her girls and she's like flabbergasted that she can't squiz. Mm-hmm. And they're over there. Now, Anna, have any of the girls that can't asked you, like, and because you are, you know, you're the
squirt master.
Well, no, 3000. But you are the last one to the squirt party.
Yeah.
You are the most pessimistic one of all. You were the less sexual of all just until recently.
Yeah.
And so you're the latest one to get your squirt wings, so to speak.
Yeah.
And so.
Squings.
Do they, you're the last one to get your squings.
Yeah.
And do they ask you, Anna, is it really, like, does it, like, can you. And so then the ones that haven't had it, have they asked you, like, Anna, like, for real, what's it like?
Is it mind-blowing?
Break it down.
Yeah, they
and what,
have.
And what do you say?
I'm
going to be Kathy, okay?
Yeah.
So, Anna,
yeah.
You said, you know, when you poked the egg of the sunny side.
And it squirted me right in the eye.
Yeah, that was like squiz or.
Yeah.
Like, have you done that?
I have, yes.
Really? And what's it like? He thinks it's, he says it's piss. And I don't want to pee. But I want to squirt. Can you tell me?
You gotta just let it go. That's what I learned.
That's the new song. I don't want to pee, but I want to squirt. It's from
let
Lizzo.
It go. Let
it's from
it go.
Lizzo. It's Lizzo's new song.
Well, let me eat a cheeseburger.
Yeah.
If it's from Lizzo.
Right.
So sorry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you just gotta let it go. You're gonna feel like you want to piss all over yourself, but you just gotta piss. I mean, don't. It's not piss.
Wait, what?
It's not piss, Kathy.
But you said piss to yourself.
No, but just let it go. Let it go.
Can we use pee in urine, please?
Yes.
But where does the liquid come from?
It goes into the bladder, but it's different. It's different contents than urine.
You just said it's not piss.
It's
but
not
have you
piss.
Ever done it? Have you ever done it before?
Yeah.
Is it as mind blowing as everybody says it is?
Oh yeah, it's great. You know how it is in the pornos? Yeah, just like not that. Real easy.
I feel like you're patronizing me now.
No, I'm not.
Man, would you like a refill on your coffee?
Yes, please. I'll have double refill. I gotta go.
But is it really that good?
Yeah, it's great. Kathy, you gotta try it.
How do you do it?
It just Do you want me to show you the bathroom?
No, but like, show me right now, right here. Nobody's going to know that you're throwing a curveball or doing a come here, Willie.
Yeah. Are you the two-finger cul-de-sac Jones?
Oh, should I Google it?
Yes.
Is it for the guy you work for?
Yes.
It is.
And it works.
What's
it's a come here motion.
Hither.
To come thither. And then.
Yes. How many margaritas have you had, honey? Are you fucked up?
Yeah, I'm sure. I just drank four bottles of champagne.
Oh.
I'm for a second fucked up. It's okay. But then
is
if
that
you're
why
on,
you're running a little loose right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, a little loose.
Okay.
But then if you're on all fours, then it's the scratchy.
No, it's the curveball.
Curveball.
The Nolan Ryan. You got to say Nolan Ryan curveball.
Fuck.
The Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan.
Nolan Ryan with a
it's
Phil Niekro.
The Nolan Ryan curveball.
Yes, there you go. Really. You know, my husband's into baseball. Maybe that would be something we should try.
Right. Yeah, he loves baseball.
Should so I tell him I want the Nolan Ryan curveball?
Yeah, he should know what that is.
Okay. So I get on all fours, and he does the Nolan Ryan curveball. Yeah. Then what can I expect from that?
You're going to feel a lot of pressure.
Okay.
And then you just got to let it go.
Okay.
Just let it go.
Okay. And
just
then
breathe deep and just let it fly.
Right. And then do I need to put like blankets down? Or
if you want to, if you don't want to clean up a big mess afterwards.
And was it the best orgasm you've ever had?
Oh, the best. 10
now,
out
do you
of
do,
10.
Do you do it every time or just like on holidays?
Every once in a while.
Is it exhausting?
In the best way.
Mm.
Yes.
Keep going. I'm almost there.
Can I finish my avocado toast now?
Now,
please,
before
Kathy?
You before you started dating Bubba's guy, did you do this with pockets?
Only once.
Really?
No, I didn't do it with pockets. That was actually my roommate that dated pockets, but we don't have to worry about him anymore.
I think of the minivan guy.
How about the marbles guy?
No, that's pockets and marbles are actually the same person.
Oh, okay. So. Was he a master of the squirting technique?
I don't know.
Was
marbles?
He was really good with the switchblade.
Whoa, I
that's a
that.
Different squirt technique.
Yeah, that's just a squirt. I heard that was the jugular squirt technique, and that's not good.
Oh, shit.
I don't want the jugular. I want the vagina to squirt, not the jugular.
Shit.
I know there's only about a 2 foot difference between the two areas,
yeah,
but
you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Oh. So how would you say that I now see you're lucky because your man got you into this deal, but my man doesn't know this deal. So how could I gracefully get him to maybe, you know, because I really want this. Anna, help me.
You set his web browser up to automatically Google it. Every time he Googles, it just automatically goes to Two Finger Cul-de-sac Jones.
Yeah.
There you go.
No, so what should I have him Google again?
Two Finger Cul-de-sac Jones.
Hey, Alexa, what is the two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones?
Here's something I found on the web. According to Winona.edu, as the creature credited as amphibian man Doug Jones is a favorite of Del Toro's and an iconic presence, mostly
hey,
for
Alexa,
his incredibly long...
Shut up.
Dumb bitch.
Yes.
Hey, Alexa.
I'm here.
Two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones. Urban Dictionary.
Now. Oh, she said fuck you.
Let me go ahead.
The two-fingered cul-de-sac Jones is a technique that was invented by the Bubba the Love Sponge show, Bubba the Love Sponge, which is heard daily on blah, blah, blah.
No, listen, they're giving our distribution fucking platforms, and you're blah, blah, blah on me on that,
probably
bitch.
Says, like, serious
XM. It does. Talks me, I just, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, blah, blah, blah is probably the right answer, actually. Good job, Lovey.
Sorry, Bubba.
Hey, Alexa. Whatever, shut up.
Whoa.
That was an extra deal. That
was a notification.
That was a fuck you with a hair flip blipper. She flipped me the blip.
Bitch.
Hey, Alexa. You're a filthy bitch.
Whoa.
See, you know how much better our life would be if our women would just not come back? You know, you could say real bad things.
Tell me about it.
Exactly.
Listen, if Anna, Blitz, if Anna came back with a...
Oh, my God.
Bam, bam. That's it. Like you say something that really pisses her off or something like that, and she just goes, beep, beep. She completely defuses the entire situation. Mm-hmm. She's completely disarmed you.
Right.
But if she comes back with that fucking nonsense that she usually does.
Blah, 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 just, God.
I'm the worst.
We're playing, so Larry, me, Mary Lou, and the Merch Crick are playing this adult game fucking deal.
Okay, yeah.
This
is
answers
it like
for
a,
adult.
Is it a card game based thing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And
there's
like,
there's no board or anything.
No, it's just cards.
Because you call it a board game. I just want to know.
Yeah, and then you write. You have this like these pamphlets that you write down your answers.
Okay,
1 through 12 on.
Okay,
something. And it said something that you'd like to tell your sexual partner. And you were supposed you had to write an answer down.
Okay.
You know what mine was?
What?
Shut up and talk less.
Talk less.
Yeah. After we're done.
Oh.
It said, after you're done.
Oh, okay.
After you're done having sex, what would you like to tell your partner? And you write it down. You know, and like some people are amazing and, you know,
yeah.
Can we do it again? Mine was shut up.
Nice.
Hello, Anna, you there?
Yes.
Hey, Blitz, are we ever going to get you back to your old microphone position? Are you going to stay on this one?
I mean, I can swap it around real quick if you want me to.
No, not now. Just down the road in life.
Okay.
Because it causes me to have a space. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Like, I have you listed as Blitz, because I relabeled it. And now we're not on Blitz. Now we're on Mike 1.
No.
But whatever, buddy. I'm not going to let small shit bug me anymore.
You know what? Hold on.
Even though.
Except you will.
I'm going to crawl under the counter now.
You don't have to, Chris. Warm it up.
Warm it up, Chris.
I'm about to. Okay. Warm it up, Chris. That's what I'm going to do.
Warm it up.
Lummy, you want to wash the cream machine tomorrow?
Sure. Sounds like a plan.
And,
Oh.
Is everything okay?
Let me know. That's when you're switched over. Anna, you'll never forget that first time you squirted, will you?
I never will, Bubba, and I have only you to thank for it.
You know what? I don't get credit nearly like
you
I
don't,
should. But
and
I
you
should.
Should.
You should. You should.
You should get credit for a lot of stuff.
Blitz sounds like he's out here rewiring some shit. I can see him talking. I can see his little fucking head coming up.
Hello? Hello?
Hello?
We have Blitz potted.
I got both. Actually, at this point, I got both potted up.
All right, so just put on Blitz.
There's Blitz.
Blitz?
Blitz?
please?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
You can?
Yep.
Okay. That's it.
So we're good. But see now, are the levels going to be good? Let me see. Because remember,
they should be the same.
Oh yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Thank you, buddy.
You got it.
Yeah. Hey, no problem.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you for rewiring your shit. Yeah. Hey, no problem. Now, has your roommate ever? Because I know you guys have talked about it. She's had to have brought it up.
We actually have not really talked about that.
Oh, come on, Anna, talking out of the back of the dick like you are right now.
Yeah. The hell.
That made you change.
Front dick it.
Yeah, I'm front dicking it.
Why are you back? No, she's back dicking it.
No, I'm front dicking it now.
Now she is.
You're always supposed to side dick your mic. Mm. side or front dick your mouth.
Right. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
However, when Bubba's there to do the sports show, he's like super back dicks.
Well, I'm not a regular on the sports show. If you're not a regular, yeah, you know, then you can back dick.
Yeah. Exactly.
But I mean, Anna, that's your spot. You're there 95% of the time. That's your cut.
This is me.
Right.
Right.
And you know, you're a full-time, you know, co-host, which means you should at least side dick.
Yes. Sorry about the back dicking. I apologize.
And your mic even looks kind of awkward there. Like it looks like it's like you're at a 45. I like a 90 degree dick in, to be honest with you. See, look at Blitz. Perfect. 90 degree dick. Look at Lummy.
Oh.
90 degree dick. 90 look at mine. Dick.
You want me right here?
Lower the mic a little bit. The whole arm. And then, like that is what he means.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, take some pride in the way you talk into the dick.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
God, if I had a dollar for every time I said that.
Still doesn't look right. Still looks like it's a droopy dick. Oh, hold on. It's getting better. Oh, now see, that is
that's a sharp right angle dick right
that
there.
That is perfect. Take some pride in the way that you talk into the dick.
You're right. I'm so sorry.
And not only on the air, but in life.
Yeah.
Take pride in how you talk into that dick.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Right, Blitz?
Blitz, see, you don't even realize, but even during work, I'm pulling for you. I'm teaching her techniques that will benefit you down the road.
Yeah, like shutting the fuck up.
Yeah, like shutting the fuck up.
Appreciate
like
that.
Talking into the dick the right way.
Yeah.
Like learning and keeping an open mind about squirting.
Like getting in the fucking kitchen.
How about even just dating? Yep. How about I can put 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 good fucking things that I have influenced this bitch about. Starting with, you know, give my guy a chance. You'd still be playing that bullshit uncomfortable game that we were playing for a year and a half if I hadn't stepped the fuck in.
Thank you for stepping in.
You know, and look at this. Not only did I step in, but you two genuinely love each other. Traveling.
I know.
Like, you love this motherfucker.
Yeah, we almost went to Puerto Rico.
Thanks, out of all, even more than Tomas, who you thought was the love of your life, this is the motherfucker right here, this guy.
Yeah, I'm not in no pockets. Course.
You're not a marbles or a piz, Hawkins, but you're a close third. Blitz will kill you in other ways, not with a sharp instrument, my friend.
Oh, kill me with kindness.
He'll kill you with that dick.
And that too.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
Dicking you down.
Murder was the case that they gave him. He dicked her down.
Yeah, sure did.
The show will be demonetized immediately.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Facebook. Sorry, fucking Zuckerberg. Yeah. Fucking cocksucker.
Hashtag pretty much the best ever. Zuckerberg.
Yeah.
Mark.
His dick.
Mark Zuckerberg. Hashtag pretty much the best ever.
I was talking about Pete Zuckerberg.
Oh.
Whoever that is.
Pete Zuckerberg.
Yeah. Hashtag
man, I wish I had the last name Zuckerberg because I would be fucking just bamboozling all kinds of people.
Yeah,
me too. 23 and me and yourself.
Bubba Zuckerberg. Yeah.
34 and you.
We're like, hey, Zuckerberg.
32 and you.
My last name, Zuckerberg.
Stupid idiot.
You're like, hey, I go to dear Mark Zuckerberg. My name's Bubba Zuckerberg. And unless you want me to go around town and act like a fucking fool and everybody are going to automatically think that I'm related to you, why don't you put me on payroll at a couple hundred grand a year?
Exactly.
You know, to fucking take care of some sprinkler heads, some bullshit, or I'll change your oil. I don't give a fuck what you want me to do. But I ain't moving to San Francisco.
Mm-mm.
You can do it right here from Tampa.
It's remote.
Remote. Yeah, I'm a remote. I'm gonna change oil remotely. All right, I gotta work on.
You got a shit.
Shit.
Yeah.
I do got a shit.
Of course.
You said you took a nice shit. Was it today?
It wasn't
like right before the show.
It wasn't. It was not a good
smell
one.
Smell it.
It was explosive.
Oh. You too, huh?
It was like
I had one the other day. It was the same thing.
Oh, Bubba, we almost got in a world of shit. He almost shit himself with the car.
I had some real, really, really good shits in LJ.
Did you shit outside ever?
No, but on Friday, on Friday or Saturday, I had like three really big shits.
Nice.
How big?
And Larry was like, "How can you shit so much?" And I'm like, "I don't know. I go a couple days, but man, I have a shit attack."
Yeah, all the elevation push it out of you.
Now, Blitz, does the elevation, because I had my elevation meter, and I was about 1,600 feet up.
Oh, that'll do it.
Now, does it make you more tired? Because it seemed like I didn't have to take as much sleep meds. Like, I was genuinely a few times tired, like, without even fucking taking my drugs.
Altitude will, but 1,600 feet isn't that high. So.
I mean, considering right now we're at I live my life at zero.
Right.
I live my life at zero, so when I go 4 days at 1,600, I mean, I got
to
think
be honest, it's probably like the fresher air, the cooler temperatures, just being outside. It's probably a lot of that, but yeah.
Shitting your brains out.
No stress.
Yeah.
Stress.
Oh, he was stressed. He was having a full-blown
panic
attack.
You guys don't even know. There's something I can't talk about.
No.
Can you talk about it right now?
No.
Ever.
Ever.
Ever? Why?
Ever.
Can you tell me after the show?
No.
Why?
No.
Seems like Blitz knows.
Of course he knows. He knows.
Seems like Lummy knows.
No, he doesn't. Lummy does not know.
I don't know.
Only Blitz and Dan know.
Oh.
Oh, no.
Coach Dan.
Coach.
Is everything okay?
Coach Dr. Dan.
Oh, no, everything's great, but, you know, it was a little,
Hold on. It involves you, but not really.
Yeah.
Is it your fault?
No.
No.
Sure.
No, not at all. Okay. Like, zero. Like, Blitz will even tell you Blitz is always trying to fuck with me. No. Like, I don't have anything to do with this.
Nope.
But, you know, it was...
But everything's okay.
Yeah, everything's great. But, it happened while on vacation.
Oh.
Right.
This particular thing. And, it was a little scary.
But you pooped three good times, and then today, this morning, you exploded?
Yeah.
Me and Anna,
I had really good poops in LJ. Really good poops, good friends.
Do you like brown?
No, it was, I've been doing a lot of iron.
It was poop.
More green, more Martian
poop
type
soup.
Shit. But me and Mary Lou and Larry and the Merch Creek had just a great time, except Larry's a motherfucker to play Monopoly with. I hate playing with him.
Yeah.
Not playing Monopoly with that motherfucker ever again.
Me and Anna found a new Mediterranean place, so we went
God.
There. And then
it's
on the way back,
so
we're like, hey, let's drive around Ybor for a little bit. And, we got about one street in. I was like, I have to go home right now.
Because with this men's, you don't realize, Anna, sometimes, you better have some tight ass muscles because we don't sometimes, when you got real, real shit coming on, and it comes out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere.
One of these phantom shits.
Yeah.
It will,
Yeah, because I've never experienced that before.
I have shit my pants before. I have literally.
You start bargaining with yourself, how much do I even like these shorts?
Well, I'm glad that I didn't decide that because it wouldn't have stayed in the shorts.
Oh, shout out. Shout out.
I was in the car, so that would have been bad for me.
I shit my pants on the Howard Franklin one time, and I had to sit there, and shit's hot.
Yeah, it is.
Poop is hot.
Yeah.
Poop is hot.
It is.
Poop is hot.
Like hot as in warm or hot as in hot?
It's hot.
No, hot as in temperature.
Oh, okay.
And so when you shit your pants, you're sitting there like you're sitting on a heating pad.
Oh, that would be kind of nice. It's like free heat.
No, but hold on. Now, heating pads are great.
Yes,
but
they are.
Not when they're shit heating pads.
And it smells
Not when what's making your body get a little hot, your butt, is brown paste. Because as you're sitting in it, it's compressing.
Oh, it's composting.
And it's like
too.
Water. You know, it's like water. It'll find that opening
in
your shorts.
Yeah, and then it starts if you have clogged
seats, then it starts toothpasting itself out
of
your shorts.
It can go on the
and
carpet,
too. And then at that point, you're like, hey, I hope I don't stain my seats with shit.
Which
that's
you can.
Why
I
got
to go back to the Ford dealership and say, listen. What would you recommend to get shit off my fucking tan leather?
I could never get it off my cloth one in my Ford
Ranger.
Oh,
if you got cloth, man. You're
screwed.
You're,
it was there forever.
That's why you never buy cloth, man.
Yeah.
You got to buy leather.
I mean, you can buy cloth, but you're going to have to get it professionally cleaned.
Yeah,
I tried. It didn't come off.
Yeah.
Leather is shitproof. That's why you got to buy leather seats.
You got to buy leather seats in case you shit your pants.
In case you shit your pants.
In fact, if I was a car salesman, like, listen, sir, I know you want to go with the cloth, but for $800, this leather is the best you can be. Not because, but just basically because, listen.
Yeah, it might stick to your skin every now and then.
Yeah, it might, on a hot August day, you might have a little, but let me tell you something. When you do shit your pants, and don't act like you haven't before, buddy.
Yeah.
It's
don't be all
much,
coy about shitting your pants.
Don't act like you're all that. You haven't shit your pants. Because everyone, is there, let me be honest.
Oh, I've shit my pants multiple times.
Okay, me too. I've shit my pants multiple times. Blitz, have you ever shit your pants?
I wish I could say I have.
Oh.
Of course. He has to ruin the fucking equation.
I know.
Dirty filthy. Have
but,
you,
well, here's, Bubba,
have
I have,
you shit
I,
your pants?
Bubba, I have cloth seats. I can't shit my pants.
I shit my pants in cloth seats, man.
Well,
just,
I can't.
You're a real man.
Leather. Oh, yeah. I don't have leather.
I've shit my pants. I don't even know what fucking kind of seats it were.
I really had it.
Doesn't matter. Holly cleaned it up.
I had to get home, so it didn't matter.
Rhett, have you shit your pants?
Unfortunately, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes, man, you just can't help it, man. You got this shit that's got a mind of its own self.
Yeah.
Yep. I shit myself in class, and I couldn't help it.
You shit yourself in class?
Yeah, I was in college. I was trying to get out of the assembly hall, and I couldn't make it. And I just shit. And I went to my car and left and went home. It was very uncomfortable.
Shit in your pants is never good.
No, it isn't. Especially
Hello.
In class.
Hey, Bubba.
Have you ever shit your... As a man, have you ever shit your pants?
Or as a woman.
Yeah.
Yeah, ladies is
too. But we're talking about men's here. This is a man thing. Oh. As a man, have you ever shit your pants, buddy?
Yeah, I have. I've been in some places... you know, where we're working, and you keep toilet paper on your truck, and sometimes, man, even, you know, you're out in the middle of nowhere digging a trench where, you know, you talk about excavator, sometimes you got to go, and sometimes you don't make it.
Yeah.
You know, it's happened, yeah.
And nothing's worse than sitting in your shit for an extended amount of time. You feel like such a loser.
Yeah,
here I am sitting in my shit.
Brown shit seat heater.
Check this out. It's funny you're talking about this. I was listening to one of the replays, you know, while you guys were on vacation, and I was sick to my stomach when I got up, and I got a brand new work truck. They got me a brand new work truck, and I try to keep it clean and nice, and I start to feel like I'm throwing up, and I'm going down the turnpike doing 80, and my mouth fills up with vomit, and I'm trying to pull over, and as I pull over, I vomit, and I have no choice but to let it go. And, dude, I'm telling you, when I paint the inside of a windshield...
Oh, I've vomited before, too.
Yeah, that's nothing.
Man, it was all... I mean, it was like a blast of just... I couldn't believe it. And then I got sick over that when I started smelling it and seeing it. And I was on the side of the turnpike trying to clean it out. It was bad.
Yeah.
I never think a human body is capable of doing something like that.
Oh, the human body is capable from squirting on one end of the spectrum to puking and shitting your pants on the other.
Yeah. I got to tell you, and I learned a lot when Dan's on there, Dr. Dan's on there. There's a question that I want to ask when he's back. You guys are back together. You made a comment about, and it might have been Jay that might have made it. It was either you or Jay about, you know, hey, a doctor and a lawyer act like this. And, you know, you have a lot of people close to you like that, but the average Joe doesn't have a doctor to just say, hey.
Yeah, you know, I don't realize how fortunate I am. I can make a phone call and get, you know, anything prescribed, and I can get pretty much, I mean, I got some really good, I got a good diversity full of, a diversified full of, this full of friends. I really do.
Yeah, but get this, the statement that was made was when Dan was talking about doing something off the rail sort of, he was like, well, that shouldn't be, it was either you or him that said, well, that shouldn't be how an attorney or a doctor should act. And, you know, I was thinking to myself, I don't know anyone other than him that's an attorney and a doctor.
No, it's very rare. It's for real. Like, it's very rare. Dan is a very special breed in a lot of different ways, but one of which I don't know. I mean, there are some, but not a lot. There's not a lot of people that are both. And you got to be a fucking pimp to be both. I mean, you got to think that, you know, I think he went to medical school for what, 13 years after college or something? And then when he went to law school, he was number one in his class and passed the bar on the first attempt. Like, I mean, the motherfucker is we fucking clown him. And Anna, I know sometimes you go toe to toe with him, but he is annoying at times. But he is fucking brilliant. You know
he
that.
Is.
I mean,
I've never doubt that.
He'll go on the internet and buy a fake Rolex for $3,400. But I'm just telling you, he's unbelievable. He's really unbelievable.
But it's not even like, you know, regular. Got a script book in your pocket, ready to just get you out of the office. He's a surgeon on top. I mean,
no, I know. God, I mean, he's not an ear, nose, and throat kind of guy. This motherfucker's a plastic surgeon, which is even the highest. Yeah. Probably next to a brain surgeon.
Motherfucker right now is cutting on people.
Yeah, motherfucker right now is throwing some new titties on a chick.
Yeah.
Right now.
Yeah, so how is that guy supposed to act? You know what my answer was? I was thinking to myself, anyway,
I'll tell you how that guy acts. He's buying a $3,400 fucking gold whistle today, buddy, with a $700,000 Ferrari as he's coaching flag fucking football.
How long is he going to be a coach for?
About one till Saturday.
Yeah.
till some parent
just like him talks some shit.
Yep. Till some dad gets up in his face and he says, and well, you know what? Until Jay has to bail him out of jail. That's what. Yeah. All right, buddy. Good talking to you.
All right. Yeah.
Until Steve finds out that he's trying to be a coach and cuts it down.
Yeah,
right. To zero.
I'm done.
All right. I don't know if I should play music. I want to say goodbye. I got things to do today. But, you know, sometimes the music's a problem over here on Facebook. So. Goodbye. Goodbye, everybody.